Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program. We have callers on the line. Callers, hang on there. We'll be back with you in just a couple minutes here. Let's see. My caller screen is still naked. I don't see anybody on there, but I do know there's callers on the line. We'll get with you in just a few minutes here. Okay, folks, let me get back to this PSYOPs agent here who's exposing these phony videos. Like we believe this Osama bin Laden's video is a phony video. It may not be, okay? But here's what he says. He says, one last area of great success with total control of the government and the media, it's always successful, is using our talents to create realistic but false videos, DVDs, or audio recordings of individuals used as evidence by our government leaders of a terrorist attack or crime. And he says right here, these are phony, false videos and DVDs. One of our easiest duties today with all the new technology is in creating this kind of false physical evidence in these videos and DVDs. False evidence presented by our government leaders moves the masses of the people mightily in the direction the government chooses. Using new computer technology and taking a video and a voice print of you, Officer McLam, in just a couple hours, we PSYOPs agents could have you on TV dancing on top of a pile of dead Catholic nuns with you shouting at the top of your lungs that you had just purchased 100 weapons of mass destruction from the Boy Scouts of America. You name it, we can create it. As I'm sure you know, there have always been those throughout history and such that are in power today who believe it is efficient and expedient political military tactic to sacrifice the lives of a few of their own citizens to cause the fear and panic which will allow for the acquisition of the greater goal. Militarily speaking and pragmatically, they're correct in their assessment. This is the political philosophy of the end justifies the means, which the internationalists who control most governments today live by. So, anyway, folks, there's a PSYOPs agent, and we have three that communicates with us here now, not through the mails, but they somehow get their letters delivered to us because they don't want to send it through the mail or they'll be killed because our mail could be opened, all right? And he talks about creating phony videos. Now, was this Osama bin Laden tape phony? I don't know. But we always have to bear that in mind, folks. It could be. It very well could be that they are phony videos, okay? All right. Let's go to our callers now real quick. Let's go to Brother Bruce in Colorado. Bruce, welcome to the program.
Well, it's good to talk to you again, Jack. It's been a while.
Likewise.
Yes. A couple of things that you were talking about what the preachers are saying, the lies that they're telling.
Yeah,
I have those lies that you mentioned. You mentioned two lies,
uh-huh.
And I have a whole bunch of other lies with scriptural references to show that they're wrong on my website.
Oh.
And I'd like to mention that for the people that they can who are having any doubts about what you said, that they'll get a lot more detail, scriptural reference, and so forth. If they go to the website, it's brucekettler.com.
Bruce.
Yeah, B-R-U-C-E.
U-C-E.
K-E-T-T-L-E-R.
L-E-R, right?
Right.
Kettler.
Yeah, Bruce Kettler.
.com. Okay.
And there's a section there about the county, and it's right there at the first page.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Bruce. Appreciate that. Okay, brother. We'll be back. Folks, in just a few minutes, and we'll take more phone calls. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism.
Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Back to the Officer Jack McGlam program, and if you'd like to call in today, the call-in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. All right, let's see, is Bruce still on the line, or did he go away? He's gone. Okay, let's go to Brother Ernie in Virginia. Brother Ernie, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you, Jack. Thanks for the discussion on Ron Paul. But before I I'd like to add something to the discussion about the candidates not debate in New Hampshire.
Yes, please do.
But before I do that, I'd like to remind your listeners to keep calling the senators to their senators to oppose the hate crime legislation.
Right.
And also to call them, to urge them not to support the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea Treaty.
Yes, indeed.
And if they can think of this, ask to that when they have the hearings. And I understand Senator Biden is rushing this through, and the vote is likely, or the discussion before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, I heard, is going to be scheduled around September 27th. And I don't think they're going to have any critics speak before that committee, but I think we should have the America Survival Incorporated be given the opportunity to testify against the treaty. Again, it's America's Survival Incorporated.
Yeah.
And they have publicly stated their opposition to that convention.
Thank
now, speaking...
God. Good.
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely. Because what that will do will, if we don't stop that, that will give the UN jurisdiction over our oceans and 80% of the sea. Give them possibly, from what I've been reading, international taxing authority and some of the minerals and oil rights and so forth in the Arctic or North Pole area in which Russia is claiming. We already have the right under the doctrine of the discovery legal principle from way back,
yeah.
right to those minerals. So all this business about the law of the sea treaty being needed to defend our rights is absurd. It's another attack on our national sovereignty and to give the UN more power in moving towards the one world government agenda.
That's
but
right.
One thing... that was really outstanding for Ron Paul in that discussion in the debate was his emphasis on liberty. And he really stood out in comparison to the other candidates. And Joel Skousen in his latest World Affairs brief on September 7th writes, this is what Ron Paul said, but you... don't we remember that when you sacrifice liberty for security, you lose both? That's what's happening in this country today, Paul
really?
Said.
Yeah.
We have a national ID card on our doorsteps. It is being implemented right now. We have FISA courts. We have warrantless searches. We've lost habeas corpus. We've had secret prisons around the world, and we have torture going on. That's un-American, and we need to use the power of the presidency to get it back in order to take care of us and protect this country and our liberties. He greatly emphasized liberties and our civil liberties and the protection thereof. None of the other candidates would do that. And it seems to me the other Republican candidates are either linked to the CFR, and we know Fred Thompson, the announced candidate that very evening Leno's show, he is a CFR member. So what we have is the globalists and the powers to be having an all-out attack against Ron Paul, and then later when I saw Mr. Hannity attack Paul after the debate, accusing him of certain things, supporting Iran against our troops, and Ron Paul came back and said, well, 40% of the insurgents are from Saudi Arabia, and then there was some attack that, well, Ron Paul only has 3% of the national voters based on national surveys, and you know, all of his people were calling in and rigging the or spamming the survey, the Fox survey, which is absurd.
Absurd, but, because they only allow you to call once.
That's right.
That's right. They cut you off. We've had people try to call back when they heard that Ron Paul was spamming. They called back a second time, and they said, you've already voted, and hung up on them.
Absolutely.
So they don't let you vote twice.
They don't, and
no.
And if you're voting, let's say there is a new a unique IP address for every time. If let's say you're doing the texting type of polls, that is unique. That's how they identify it. So they can use technology to do that.
And they do that. They cut you right off. We've had several people tell us that they tried after hearing the Fox News Republican propaganda network say that Ron Paul's people are spamming and calling again. They've tried to do it, and none of them could get through, brother. They get cut off, and they tell them they already voted.
That's right. But what they were so troubled by is Ron Paul ended up with 33% of those calling in saying he won the debate. Mr. Huckabee got 18%, Giuliani 15%, McCain 14%, Romney 12%, Hunter 2%, Tancredo 2%, and Brownback 1%. And Ron Paul is doing extremely well. The powers to be are very upset.
Oh,
and
boy.
Also, Ron Paul has been outspoken about open borders, the Mexican truck invasion.
Uh-huh.
And as you know, that started this past Thursday. At 9 o'clock in the evening with no public announcement, nobody from the Department of Transportation giving the American people a forewarning. And this demonstration is going to, this project demonstration is going to involve 100 trucking companies and no telling how many Mexican trucks that don't meet American standards, represent a public safety risk, represent an increased risk of drug trafficking and illegal immigration, more illegal immigration. And as you know, with the open borders agenda of this, of the globalist administration that we now have, the attacks on our federal border security, not many of those trucks are going to be stopped and inspected.
They're not going to be. I was told by a trucker that they're not going to have to stop at these truck stops either. The Mexican trucks can just go on by.
That's right.
They don't even have to be checked for the load, if their loads are too heavy, which endangers the people, because trucks that are overloaded, many times their brakes fail and everything, and they kill people.
That's right. And they do untold damage on our highways when they're overloaded.
That's true.
And we have a infrastructure problem in the country. We have an economic problem, financial problems. We have a terrible balance of payments position. But on top of that, Jack, we had on September 2nd, the president of Mexico, Mr. Calderon, say Mexico does not stop at its borders. That means wherever there is a Mexican, there is Mexico. This is what he said, comparable to what Hitler said back before World War II. Wherever there is a German, that is Germany too. I mean, it's like this Nazi concept linked with this fascist New World government concept, this North American Union and SPP. It's almost like, well, you know, we're all going to be North American Union members, not citizens of our respective countries.
That's right, brother. Yes, it's totalitarianism is what it is.
Exactly.
Totalitarianism. And
so when you look at the
fascist and it's communist, both at the same time, because both of those are totalitarianism.
Exactly. Yeah. And what's so troubling, here we have the president of Mexico in his State of the Union address to the Mexican people at the National Palace in Mexico City on September 2nd, making this bold announcement, and there is no response from the administration, no response from the U.S. State Department. And then on top of that, they open the borders and allow the trucks to start rolling in.
Right. Yeah.
On Thursday, and then I see on Lou Dobbs Thursday or Friday that they now in the House, in the House of Representatives, one of the subcommittees is going forward with a new amnesty piece of legislation referred to as the Draft Strive Act. And I forget what the acronym stands for, but it's another so-called comprehensive immigration reform bill.
Uh-huh.
After the American people have been so outspoken in opposition, 78% to 80% saying no to this, the House is going for it. The Democrats and the Republicans do not represent the American people. They are marching to another agenda, and so we need to continually call no to the hate crime legislation, no to the UN Convention on the Law of Sea Treaty,
right,
no to amnesty, and no to NAFTA. We've got to get out of NAFTA before this country is destroyed.
Well, the Mexican people are being destroyed with NAFTA, too, as you know, brother. The Mexican people that I've talked to in Phoenix that have been friends of mine for years, many of them illegal aliens, tell us that it is destroying the Mexican people, that they're now making less money because the funds, when we move our businesses down to Mexico, the business people keep paying the Mexican people 30 cents an hour or 20 cents to up to 50 cents an hour, and they pocket all that extra money. They don't give it to the Mexican people.
Oh, that is true, and that is so true. So a good percentage of why so many Mexicans had to come here, and I'm not totally opposed to Mexicans. I am opposed to violating the rule of law and no enforcement of our existing immigration laws. This is not against the Mexican people, but I feel a lot of compassion for how they have been adversely affected by this free trade and NAFTA, et cetera.
Right.
I hear the music.
I hear the music, brother. Ernie, stay there, would you? Hold on. We'll be back in just a minute, folks, with more of the Officer Jack McGlam program. Very important issues we're talking about here, folks. we've got to get you to call your representatives on these issues very quick, because they're trying to run them through this next week without your knowledge. Be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Jack McGlam program, folks, on the great, wonderful RBN live radio broadcast. Let's go back to Brother Ernie in Virginia. Ernie, go right ahead.
Okay, thank you, Jack. And I'll be brief because I know you have other callers. But I wanted to bring up a couple other key points. Bob Chapman in his latest international forecaster talks about the state of the economy, the banking crisis that we have, the liquidity and financial crisis, and so many banks being troubled, not lending money, the Fed not providing oversight over the subprime loans. And he also accuses the Wall Street experts of deceiving the people because, based on his analysis, we have an economic recession that's been going on for 18 months, all the signs were there to see last November when the manufacturing sector turned down, quoting Bob Chapman. So what we have here is a lot of deception, misinformation. We have an economic and financial crisis in the country. We're hearing more and more reports of a possible attack on Iran. You mentioned the tape with Ben Laden and how convenient that surfaces at the same time, the same time as the Mexican trucks start rolling into the country. We're hit with so many different fronts. And then last night, Jack, and this is where I want to, one last thing before I wrap this up. Deanna Spingola, who writes for NewsReviews.com, has an excellent piece today. Lays out the details on the false pretenses for war and what they are, and she has an article titled The Power Elite Playback, Promoting War. I encourage your listeners to read that article. She has it fully documented. She's a great writer. She sees the big picture. I'm very impressed. But what I wanted to ask you, Jack, have you seen Mr. Rodriguez, William Rodriguez, the janitor from the World Trade Center going back to 9/11, and he was on C-SPAN last night. Apparently it was a rerun from his August 16th presentation on C-SPAN.
I didn't see it, but I know who you're talking about very well.
It was unbelievable. I didn't see it from the beginning, but if people have a chance to see it on C-SPAN or do a Google search for his website, it may be Rodriguez911.com. But this gentleman saved a lot of American lives, a great risk to himself, and he spoke where he had been to Central and South America, and he's provided testimony as to what happened, and other people have, to hundreds of millions of people who have seen this on Latin TV stations.
Yeah.
But somehow, when he tried to testify before the 9/11 Commission, and he did, none of his remarks got included in the 9/11 Commission report.
That's right.
And none of the family members were allowed on the commission, and many of the people that could corroborate his testimony weren't allowed to speak either. And these people, it was a tremendous a presentation, details, very factual presentation. And in Central and South America, there were attempts apparently on his life from, we can say, maybe some folks in this country. And he was he was provided protection by even Mr. Chavez in Venezuela when he was there speaking on this, and he's been invited all over the world to speak, I think including Europe. And he received a standing ovation at this church in Los Angeles, a Presbyterian church. So I encourage people to look for this. William Rodriguez, who aired on C-SPAN late last night, and I'm sure C-SPAN will run it again, and if you can't see it on C-SPAN, look for his website. And he may have a video or at least maybe some documentation as to what he said. Very convincing.
Ernie, tell the people who he is, because we have new listeners and they probably don't know who he is.
Well, William Rodriguez was a janitor who worked at the World Trade Center, and he had heard bombs going off in the basement of the building. And he apparently, when he went into work that morning, he went in late, and he didn't get to the top of the tower for the restaurant.
And that's the day of 9/11.
Yeah, on the day of 9/11, yes.
Right.
And he actually had a key to unlock the certain doors in the staircase, in the stairwell. Had he not put his life on the line and taken that one key and unlocked those doors, many thousands of additional people would have perished when that building came down. But he reported about hearing bombs going off and explosions going off well before the plane even hit, the first plane and the second plane.
Yeah.
So he had other witnesses that heard the same thing, and yet that never surfaced, because a lot of folks don't believe that theory that the plane and the gas and the petrol from the plane brought these buildings down.
Right.
And when you hear William Rodriguez's testimony, this guy he's not making money off this. This is not some game. In fact, he was homeless. He was a janitor. He has one suit to his name, and he says this in the presentation, and he's tried his best to help the 9/11 victims, the families of the victims, and he tried to he's even visited, there was pictures of him with Hillary Clinton, Senator Schumer from New York, and even President Bush. And so he was given a lot of accolades, but somehow, all of his testimony never showed up in the 9/11 Commission report.
Yeah, that's right, Ernie. Well,
thank you, Jack.
Brother, thanks a lot. God bless you.
And God bless you.
That.
Bye.
Take care now. Okay, folks, we'll be back with Gary in Tennessee and Dan in Alabama right after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Again, if you want to call in, it's 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And I want to remind you folks, this is the week coming up that we're going to see some horrible things descend on America if we don't call our senators and congressmen this week, mostly the Senate, and stop the Law of the Sea Treaty that will give 70 to 80% of the Earth's surface over to the UN, and then they're going to tax us on it, and they're going to stop us from going in and mining the seas and the oceans. We got to get promotion from the communist-led UN, and then we have the horrible hate crimes legislation that's going to end the First Amendment here in America that is going to be passed, maybe ran through this week. We've got to call the Senate, tell them to stop it, do not pass it. And then, of course, we need to complain very seriously about the thousands and thousands. There's not hundreds, folks. There's thousands of trucks being left across the southern border. Bush lies. Do you believe it? He tells lies. Not 100 trucks. It's thousands of trucks coming across. No inspection whatsoever. They can be filled with explosives from terrorists that the Bush crime family is allowing in. They can be filled up with the dope that the Bush family's been running in, illegal narcotics, into the country since the early 60s. and they can be filled up with illegal aliens, you know. Hundreds of illegal aliens in these 18-wheelers coming across the border and being let out in the United States. Many of them are criminals, folks, because we in law enforcement were told that Mexico, South and Central America, are opening up their prisons and putting the prisoners in these 18-wheelers and wheeling them across the southern border of the United States into America. These are rapists, murderers, and all kinds of desperados, robber barons and everything. And so we've got a call this week starting Monday, folks, Monday morning, and complain and say, if you vote for this law of the sea treaty, we're going to vote you out. If you vote for the hate crimes legislation, we're going to vote you out. And if you don't help us stop these thousands of Mexican trucks coming across, we're going to vote you out of office. We can do it. We do it every year. We stop these things from happening, but not without taking the phone up and calling our senators. And if you want to know the list of something like 37 senators that need to be called, folks, go to truthtellers.com, www.truthtellers.com, and you can actually get the phone numbers to call. So you can call your senators, okay? And there's about 37 there that need to hear from you. It doesn't take very long to call that many. It takes maybe an hour of your time, but they need to hear what you have to say so that they can realize that if they want to keep their jobs, that they get $200 million, $300 million a year under the table, behind the scenes, in their secret accounts. And if they want to keep those cushy jobs in the Senate and the House, they better listen to you, because you have the power to vote them out. And the funny thing is, they listen to us when we call, and we call in righteous indignation, okay? All right, let's go to Dan in Alabama. Brother Dan, welcome to the program.
Hello?
Hello, Dan.
Yes, about them truckers, that was signed, that was a Federal Register. Bush signed on Friday night, he signed that Federal Register.
Uh-huh.
And I think, if I remember right, the Federal Register has to be protested in 30 days by the Senate, don't it?
I believe there is. Yes, there is a time limit on it, and I think you're right. Yeah.
But what the thing, another big thing is really dangerous, is that terrorists are teaming up with Mexican drugs down in Mexico, and they're investigating now. They just think of how many bombs they could carry to every city in the United States. And truckers could, if it allowed to go through.
Oh yes, absolutely right. These trucks. I'll tell you, 5 years ago, Brother Dan, we have had Border Patrol agents, and some are actually managers on our mailing list here at our two police and military associations, and they told us that every day on the border, this has been 5 years ago up to today, every day on the border, the supervisors come out and tell the Border Patrol agents to let certain 18-wheelers and trucks into the United States and don't even stop them. Hmm. And they just wave them on through. Now, what do you suppose is in those trucks, Dan?
I pretty sure
guess. Now we have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds coming across that they're waving on through because they have Mexican tags. They're not stopped. They're not searched. They're not questioned. They just let them roll on in.
It looks to me like Bush is trying as hard as he can to destroy the United States.
That's what he's trying to do. No question about it.
Well, yeah. One more thing. A little bit of news I took off the internet. Yeah. Alex Jones is in jail. I don't know if he still is or not, but he was last night in New York.
Who was that?
Alex Jones.
Oh yes.
Yeah, I heard that. I was really shocked. He's marching with a whole bunch of people on that. They said he was the leader of them.
I wasn't aware of that. Huh.
Well, I was really surprised. I don't know if he got out or not or what to do. That was just last night on the internet.
Yeah. New York City is like a truly dictatorship already, a Marxist state.
Yes.
And so when you go in there, somebody like Alex Jones are lucky to get out with their lives. Yeah, truly. There's
a lot of people behind him because everybody knows that that 9/11 was a phony. And
They sure do. Here about 6 months ago, we were told at our two police and military associations here that 51% of the people in New York, according to polls taken, now know that our government pulled off 9/11. So over 50% now. I'm sure there's more today. That was 6 months ago. We had heard that it was 51%.
Well, here the House passed a bill that was limit them trucks and make them strong inspections, a Safe American Road Act,
and it
was passed. But now it's in the Senate Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee. I got the number for that if you'd like to have it.
Yeah.
1-202-224-0411.
Now, what's that for, Dan?
That's a Senate Science and Transportation Committee.
Okay.
That's where that bill, that Safe American Road Act, is that's where it's being holed up by. Now, Pelosi will probably sit on it.
Okay.
Sit there, but.
All right. Give that number out one more time, Dan.
Mm-hmm. I got to get it here. Heck, I lost it here. I'll find it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, heck.
All right.
I don't know what happened to it.
Oh, well, hopefully everybody got it.
Oh, I got it now.
Oh, you got it.
1-202-224-0411.
Thank you, Dan. Lord bless you, brother, for all the work you're doing and standing up against the evildoers, okay?
Maybe we can stop them trucks after all.
Yeah, not going right.
If the bombs are not already in here.
Yeah. God bless you, Dan. Thank you. Okay, let's go to Brother Bruce in Colorado. Bruce, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Well, hi there, Jack.
Hey, buddy. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good.
And I'm really encouraged about what's going to happen with all these people making these phone calls, because there's one thing that people who think that the election fraud is going to defeat us and that calling doesn't do any good, they're wrong. Because
they're wrong.
Here's the thing. They can only go so far with that election fraud. And if they go too far, they're going to expose themselves even more. So
When
it becomes so obvious that so many people are voting a certain way or so many people are voting a certain, for a certain candidate, then it gets very difficult. Like for Ron Paul, with him getting defeated in the straw polls, it's been made obvious. They've been exposed because of what they've done. So they know they're defeating themselves, so they know that eventually if you get just too many people against a certain candidate, they're just not going to be able to keep doing it that much or that to that great extent. They can only fix so much of an election or so many sections or so many precincts. They can't do the whole thing that well.
Uh-huh.
So if you got 90% of the people against a certain candidate, they're not going to get elected.
Right.
So people need to realize, just keep calling. And by the way, I also heard about Alex Jones, and I'm very curious to find out what happened to Alex Jones. If anybody's got any updated information, I heard this last night on the Internet. So if any of the people calling in, if you check the Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, see if anything new has come up since he got arrested, if he got out or something like that. One more thing I want to say about that website, and that's this. I have some audio clips of you talking about martial law.
Yeah.
Two audio clips, one May 25th and one on August the 16th on the Alex Jones show, talking about martial law.
Right.
I think that's very important that these people check out these audio clips and hear what Jack McLam says, and especially August 16th, what Alex Jones has said about the possibilities of martial law. Now, I do believe that God is stopping this from happening. I believe God is working, putting a monkey wrench in the thing. I think all of our prayers are being answered. I don't want it to happen, but we need to know the potential.
Yes, we need to keep praying too, brother, because God does answer prayers. And I'll tell you what, if his people pray to him and tell him, Lord, every day we have that we're not under martial law and we have the First Amendment, we're waking up more of your people, Lord, and we want to continue to go forward. So please stop them, shut them down, confound them.
Right. And
don't let
them
pull off another false flag operation in America here. And
right.
God will grant our prayers. I truly believe you're right, Bruce.
I believe that. People go to my website, and I have that encouragement in my video, which is on the website. I've done a new video, by the way. It's professionally done. And I have that encouragement. I show martial law, what it's like. And I have Alex Jones speaking, and then in the background you see all the martial law scenarios and films. Uh-huh. But then it says, please, you know, you can stop this. And here's the thing. We're not just working to get people awake to the political system. We're also waking people up to the gospel. Because the gospel of Jesus Christ goes hand in hand with martial law, because this is judgment on this country for being wicked.
And
that's what my film on the website does. It shows people not just that with the threats we have politically, but it also shows that we have salvation from that. God's salvation politically, you know, quotes from 2 Chronicles 7:14, etc. So I urge people to look at that video.
What's your website, Bruce?
Okay, it's Bruce Kettler, B-R-U-C-E.
Oh, okay, BruceKettler.com.
Right, and then
K-E-T-T-L-E-R.
Right, and then just Save Your County from Tyranny. It's right there on the front of the page. Just click there.
Okay, hey, Bruce, I've got three other callers I got to get on before the end of the show, brother. Lord bless you, Bruce. Thanks
Lord
for calling back.
Talk to you later.
Thanks for all you're doing. Let's go to Bill in Idaho real quick. Bill, welcome to the program, brother.
Yes, bless you, Commander. Very blessed to hear you on the air and not incarcerated right along with Alex. We all worried and are concerned, obviously, from the get-go when he announced that he was going to go over there. Obviously, there's serious need for prayer for all of those folks, certainly Alex and his family.
Thanks for bringing that up. Pray for Alex and all those folks. That's right.
Those young people, that they have the discernment, the wisdom, and the grace to act only appropriately and prayerfully in this great time of stress.
Yeah.
The discussion in regard to getting on the phones. Hopefully people have their tape recorder cassettes going, their discs, etc., recording these programs and getting them out into the community.
Yes, sir.
That webpage, truthtellers.org, is excellent. NumbersUSA.com will tell you also who to focus your communications on and with in regard to these pests in Congress and their wicked ways. I have an extra 800 number. It's 1-877. I'm trying to read it here.
7-6-2-87-62.
Right, brand new. But I can't encourage people enough. There are other sources. There are other sites throughout the country that are involved in different issues, and they do have 800 numbers if you don't have access to 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week, three-way calling, and those individuals should link up with other people and call as teams to these legislative entities and get them on the line and get them busy talking to their bosses and straighten them out as far as what the direction of this
criminal behavior is.
That's
right. It works, brother.
Thank you, Bill. Keep on praying. Bless you, sir.
Lord bless you. Thank you, Bill. Keep on praying. That's so important.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Flora now in Idaho. Flora, welcome to the program, dear. Hello, Flora? Hello? Flora in Idaho, calling Flora.
Hi.
Hello, my dear.
I also want to add to all that Ernie said and the rest of them. Hey, it's against the law for the cops to even ask if they're illegal aliens. Remember Ramos and Copion?
Oh, yeah.
And Noah.
Yeah.
And the one that shot and killed a drug cartel, so he'll probably be in prison for life. But anyway, there's a real important video on YouTube.com or YouTube.com. If you'll put in the search engine after you get to YouTube and put in Captain Sherlock. Now, this is very important because an expert shows you how and why they did what they did on 9/11, and he proves that it was fraudulent. And
Captain
just,
Sherlock. How
yes.
do you spell his last name?
S-H-E-R-L-O-C-K.
Okay.
Captain Sherlock.
Captain Sherlock on YouTube.com. YouTube.com.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm
okay, but
do
don't
that.
Ask him if they're illegal aliens because it's against the law.
I
even
know it.
For the cops.
Yeah, I was there in Phoenix as a cop, and that was the word. We were not even allowed to ask if they were illegal. Of course, we knew the ones that were illegal and which weren't. Most of the time, we knew it anyway.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you so much there, Flora. Appreciate it. You take care. God bless you, and thanks for all you're doing for the country, my dear. Okay. Well, good callers, folks. Good callers. Well, let's see. Let me refresh my screen here. We have, we got Gary calling back from Tennessee, it looks like. Hang on, folks. We're coming up on a break. We'll be right back to finish up the program.
To find all your favorite books and videos, look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt? Maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
We're coming in hot, or coming in quick here, because we're just about out of time, and I want to tell you that the ammunition shortage is occurring. The Carlyle Group, Bush Bush, Cheney, and Osama bin Laden's company, the Carlyle Group, is buying up all the ammunition, American ammunition companies, and restricting the ammo to only their international criminal wars and cops. And so the citizens are having trouble getting ammunition as we speak. Next year, we have a pawn shop owner in Moore in Oklahoma City that says that he's selling weapons to people, and it's a shame he doesn't have the ammunition to put with them. He says the ones in Afghanistan, the one calibers that are being used in Afghanistan and Iraq are drying up, and the prices are going up and up. He says that next year the price will be double if you try to get any of these ammo kinds that they're using in the war. So, folks, get out and get them now, because the Bush crime family is buying up all the ammo companies and saying no to the American people. And it's only for military, the UN, and our police. Okay, folks, let's go back now to, let's see, who do we have here? We got Gary in Tennessee. Gary, welcome back to the program.
Hello, Jack. This is John.
It's who?
John.
Oh, it's John.
Yeah.
Oh, I have on my screen here, it's Gary. Okay.
Well, it's John. I'll make this quick. I know.
Go right ahead, John. Sorry about that.
You know, I'm running into a brick wall down here. I'm in Tennessee, and everyone down here is so excited about Fred Thompson getting into the race.
Yes.
I'm trying to tell him, you know, he's CFR.
He is CFR. That's right. He is.
And naturally, well, the CFR is just a think tank, you know, that's
right.
Interested in presenting ideas for whatever.
Yeah, well, they make up the policy along with the neocon Trotskyites here in America's White House and the Pentagon. They make up the policy themselves.
I tell you what I believe is going to happen. I think that Fred Thompson, he's in. He's going to raise some money, and in 8 or 10 months, he's going to drop out and throw his support to the other Republican candidate, and at that time, I think it's going to be Giuliani. I don't know whether or not you got a chance to read the article that I told you about last week, Giuliani's article at Foreign Affairs Magazine. Did you happen to read that?
I did not, brother. I'm sorry. I've been so busy here, I haven't had time to read it. But tell the people where to get it.
Foreignaffairs.org on the front page, and if you read it, you'll see that the way Giuliani speaks, Jack, we're already in this international system, this world order, this global system. He mentions the international system of global order 39 times in 8 pages. And he mentions his hybrid military, which to him is a mix between the United States military and a civilian military group that builds roads and schools and whatnot. I've had to ask myself, you know, why, if Giuliani's idea is so fantastic, why on earth do you go before the CFR to present it? Why not bring it to the American public and let them see what you're made of?
No, the American public don't make the decisions, and Giuliani knows it. Yeah.
Have a good week.
Okay, Gary. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Hey, folks, thanks for all the great calls. I will remind you that we're in desperate times right now. Bush wants to blow up America again any moment so that he can have his war against Iran and Syria. So please join us in prayer, folks. Please join us in prayer every night, like I did again last night, that God will bind their hands, confound them, and destroy them with double destruction if they try to blow up America again in another false flag operation for our ships at sea. God bless all of you out there. Have a great weekend. Don't forget, I love you, America. Good day. With